Next question is Charles Washington, 8/11/40. Today is 9:30. 83-year-old gentleman, originally from Galveston, Texas, truck driver, widowed for 2 years, period. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he has not had either issues with, has not drank or smoked most of his life, period. Medical problems include hypertension, diabetic, diabetic neuropathy, stroke, right foot amputation, and right forefront, forefoot amputation, history of stroke, left-sided weakness, and a very large high abdominal ventral hernia. Allergy, penicillin, family history, mom died of old age, dad, nothing known about his dad. Review of system, constipation, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, a huge ventral hernia with her muscles to the side, and the skin is the only thing that's keeping keeping the intestines in place. Patient also has obvious peristalsis that can be seen from the outside, period. She wears a diaper and is ADL dependent. She lives with her goddaughter, who she says is like an uncle, like a father to me. Medications include lisinopril, 40 milligram a day, Norco 5-325 PRN for pain, Procardia 60 milligram a day, Zocor 40 milligram a day, Proscar 45 milligram a day, and Coric 25 milligram twice a day. COVID immunization and flu shots are up to date. Review of system, has issues with constipation because of large ventral hernia, left-sided weakness, history of fall, recently seen in the emergency room because of fall, and was subsequently admitted to the hospital because they felt like patient had a right-sided stroke with left-sided weakness, which has improved only somewhat, and patient is now bed-bound, I mean wheelchair-bound. On exam, he's owed two sets. Okay, at 92%, pulse is 73, respiration is 18, blood pressure 140 over 80. Heart positive, stone positive, two lungs, furonchi, abdomen soft. Large ventral hernia noted, lower extremity shows no edema, colon cyanosis. There's definitely muscle wasting in the lower extremity, and there's definitely left-sided weakness present. 73 assessment, 73-year-old gentleman with a recent history of fall, recent history of stroke, left-sided weakness, has issues with his balance, he needs help with all ADL, bowel and bladder independency, and he wears a diaper, period. He also has hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, hyperthyroidism, no, sorry. He also has hypertension, diabetes, neuropathy, and forefoot amputation in the past. Oh, surgery put down right forefoot amputation and then hernia, abdominal wall hernia. Status post repair and fail. Neurological left-sided weakness noted. Assessment, 73-year-old gentleman with a history of stroke, left-sided weakness, ventral hernia, right foot amputation, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, recent history of hospitalization, secondary to fall, and a new stroke. Patient has extensive hypertension on high-dose Procardia and has issues with chronic pain, period. She also has hyperlipidemia, constipation because of large ventral hernia, and left-sided weakness with shortness of breath with any kind of activity. Patient would benefit from palliative and hospice care at home, given his stroke, left-sided weakness, and bouts of aspiration with history of recent falls requiring hospitalization. and then rehab period. Given the natural progression of the disease, patient most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.